preparations are in full swing for the rollout of a new national mental health crisis number. Advocates are hopeful the three-digit number 988 will make it easier for more people to reach out for help starting mid-July. But Side Effects Public Media's Carter Barrett reports some states already struggle to keep up with their call volume. As a warning, this story mentions suicide.
Memorial Behavioral Health in Springfield, Illinois, serves as part of the National Suicide Prevention Line Network. Staff are on call around the clock to talk to people struggling with suicidal thoughts, drug addiction, or mental health crises, and get them connected to help. Memorial Behavioral Health President Diana Kanabi says for years, the call center was staffed by nurses who were also caring for patients.
And so that staff would answer the phone 24/7. But if they were busy with intakes or with residents, you know, in the facility, issues there, then they wouldn't be available to take the call.
Kanabi says they only recently switched to having staff members dedicated to the crisis line. Even with several positions they're still trying to fill, they've already seen big improvements.
You know, in the first month where we did that, we were able to answer 80% of the calls versus 20% in previous months.
That 20%, it follows statewide trends. During the first 3 months of 2022, Illinois-based call centers answered just 1 in 5 of all calls to the National Lifeline coming from people in state. The other 80% were redirected to other states. The next worst state, Texas, answered 40% of its calls. And this is happening at a crucial moment, as the three-digit 988 number is about to go live. Similar to calling 911 in an emergency, starting July 16th, people can call 988 during a mental health crisis. But an underinvestment has plagued Illinois crisis centers for years. So they're left with a tough hill to climb to prepare for the launch of 988. Here's Andy Wade, Executive Director of the Illinois Chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI.
You know, you're building on the platform of the suicide prevention line, which is a logical starting point, but that's been under-resourced in Illinois for so long that just ramping that up alone is far from sufficient.
Side Effects reached out to the Illinois Department of Human Services for comment on 988 preparations, but the agency did not respond. Rachel Bogwat is with NAMI's Chicago office. She says the state is trying to increase call center staff to meet growing demand.
In the time that it's ringing 12 call centers trying to, you know, get an answer, right, I might be on hold for 10 or 15 minutes. And that's really concerning for mental health advocates. I mean, when you're talking about somebody who is in crisis or considering suicide.
Bogwat worries that people staffing call centers in other states aren't familiar with local resources.
So our concern, right, is if Chicago's calls are being answered in Missouri, right, how is that person really able to understand what the crisis system or mental health infrastructure looks like locally?
In the first 3 months of this year, around 5,500 calls that originated in Illinois, about a quarter of all calls, dropped off before anyone answered. That's compared to a nationwide drop-off rate of about 18%.
Ideally, we want people to call it, but we do worry, absolutely, as advocates, that we're going to roll out this number, we're going to make it easier for people to call, and there's going to be no one on the other side of the phone.
Preparations for the 988 rollout have been rocky in many places, with hundreds of positions remaining unfilled at call centers across the U.S. The federal government anticipates that call volume could soar over the next few years. While there is federal funding available to beef up call center staffing, much of that comes from COVID-19 relief packages, which worries Bogwat because the funding is short-term and will expire in a few years. Mental health advocates in Illinois say they need lawmakers to appropriate a specific long-term funding source for 988. But so far, that hasn't happened. I'm Carter Barrett, Side Effects Public Media.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK or text HOME to 741-741. The Illinois Department of Human Services responded after publication to say the state has set a goal of improving the in-state response rate to crisis calls to 90% within the next year. This story is part of the Carter Center's Mental Health Parity Collaborative, produced in partnership with the Center for Public Integrity.